They spent some money when you look at Redshaw, Cullen and Filisca. They spent a considerable amount of money on the strike force. And like they showed against Scunthorpe, you know, when they scored five, you know, they're a team to be respected. We've had some indifferent results since then. They've changed it from a diamond to 4-4-2 back to a diamond. So we've got to be prepared for what they've got to offer. We don't expect the pitch to be great. It never is up there, though we haven't been up there a long time. We've seen it on the TV. So we've got to be ready for that. And you know, like the teams look at Oldham during the week. You know, they've beat Gillingham, then they've gone down to Peterborough. So if you don't respect teams who are below you, then like Peterborough did, you can get punished.
Phil, there's been a lot of talk about an overhauling of the FA Cup and scrapping replays and so on. I mean, what do you think about this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm more on the other way. I think I'd give a Champions League place for the winners of the FA Cup. Make sure that, you know, teams focus on it and play the strongest team. Now, I don't like where you have to play your strongest team. There's a rule where you got like in the Johnston Paint Trophy, but I do think that put a prize at the end of it, like a Champions League place, and I think I don't think there'll be too many teams playing weakened sides there, because that can completely change, you know, the next few years for your club if you were to get in the Champions League, like an Everton, you know, like a Crystal Palace, those types of teams, you know, and that's what I would do personally. I certainly wouldn't be, I wouldn't be changing too much in terms of the FA Cup, because, you know, it's a fantastic tournament and everybody around the world loves it. And, you know, in Spain and Italy, the cup competitions, when you look at the stadiums, the attendances, they're not really respected at all within their own countries, and everybody loves the FA Cup. We've got to keep it there. It's the tradition of this country. It's in the culture of our football, and I'd like to keep it strong.
And finally, I just want to talk about the strength of your attacking options. Is it a good headache to have going into some of these games now with some of the players you've got available?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, as we've got a busy period coming up, and of course, when you have a lot of senior players, you know, you've got to keep them all happy as you can, but all I can do as a manager is explain decisions to them all, and they're all good lads. There's no... you know, real, you know, players who don't train properly when they're not on the team. They're all good, but, you know, I tend to explain the decisions to them, and then they've got to do the talking out on the training pitch.